Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Game better than we did, no doubt about it, and dug ourselves a hole again. So we're going to have to learn how to play a full 60 minutes and earn the right to win. And that's kind of where we're at right now. So there's a lot of things we have to do better as coaches and players. And that's what we're gonna focus on.
Just, I can imagine it's frustrating coming up here, yep. 3 weeks in a row like this. But is it more frustration that you haven't been able to get over the hump, or that there's some redundancy in some of the reasons why you haven't been able to get over the hump?
I don't really think it, the why. I mean, we're hard at work at trying to figure out how to stop the why from happening again and again. But losing gets old fast, and these guys, they compete hard, they play hard, and coaches coach hard, and but you have to earn it, and there's good players and good coaches on the other side, and we got to learn how to start well, play well in the middle, and finish well, right now we've not figured out that formula yet. No, I mean, we'll just focus on Denver this week and, get on to them and try to figure out how to, put together the right week of work here so we can go out and have a good plan and have an opportunity to compete and try to get our first W.
Offensively, you guys made it into the red zone pretty often.
Yeah, we had some opportunities. We definitely were able to move the ball and, when you get down there, you have to either run it in if they're going to play coverage or, find some single matchups because they were double teaming a couple of our guys at times during the course of the game for sure and be able to poke it in that way. So just overall execution, had a few penalties down there that hurt us and, just we got to eliminate those obviously before we're going to be able to put it in. So. Situational football, we talk a lot about it. We try to work on it a lot, and, it hurt us today in the red zone, and we're very good on third down, obviously.
Coach, what were your thoughts on the performance that Matt Collins was able to put together, especially with that punt that he was able to
get on the yard line? Yeah, Mac plays hard on every play, I thought it was a great play that he made, and then being able to reestablish himself quickly. To down the punt in there inside the five was obviously a great individual play. Had a lot of single coverage today and made some plays in the passing game as a receiver too. So Mac always works hard. I think that's why he was voted as a captain, and his effort and the way he performs is has been a bright spot for us for sure.
Did they catch you off guard with the passes to Henry in the first half, and then kind of drop off?
We were playing a lot of zone early in the game and, trying to focus on the running game and try to stop, limit that as much as we could. And then, they were dumping the ball down there to him when we were playing zone. And I thought Tannehill made a few, good reads just to give him the ball in some space and let him, get some positive plays. I think the biggest thing with him is tackling. If they catch a short pass, the biggest thing we have to do is get him on the ground. I thought he extended some of those plays, obviously, with his running after he had the ball in his hands.
I guess along those same lines, were you surprised by your struggles with tackling, or just what do you think were the biggest defensive issues in the first half?
Without seeing the film, it's hard to exactly, pinpoint a few things here or there. But, it takes everybody. When you're playing a good player like that, and he's obviously a great player, you're going to need everybody to do their assignment right and to play tough and physical. And you can't guarantee the ball is going to go to one guy or another. So, 11 guys are out there on defense. We all got to be able to tackle. We all got to be able to pursue the ball and play with great effort. And I just thought, they had a good game plan coming out. They tried to mix it up a little bit. Tannehill made some really good plays in the first half, I thought. And those things, counter, the running game. So just all in all, is everybody's got to do their job the right way if you want to stop somebody like that.
Josh, you made some significant changes on the offensive line. I know there were a couple penalties.
Yep.
But overall, do you feel like they helped?
Yeah, pretty well? I did. I mean, again, I don't want to speak for I see the film. But, you know, we're trying to find the right formula, the right five guys that, you know, will go out there and play dependable and do it right over and over and over again. Good communication, get the protection sorted out, try to get a body on a body up front. I mean, obviously nothing good's going to happen, you know, offensively if you don't do that first. So I thought they did a decent job against a good front. I don't know, at the end of the day, I don't know exactly what the numbers were on Simmons or, you know, Autry or some of those guys, but thought they gave Derek an opportunity to have some time to throw. You know, once again, falling behind in the game. You know, I know we ran it 18 or 20 times. You know, it wasn't bad in terms of the yards per carry, but just wanted to have a chance to get control of the game and run it more. But I thought they did a decent job of representing themselves and communicating and, you know, sorted out some things today for sure.
When you start a season like this, are you somebody that kind of takes the temperature a little bit, keeps an eye on guys to make sure that – you know, it doesn't slide too far in the opposite direction?
I mean, this league requires a lot of mental toughness, and, you know, nobody likes losing, you know what I mean? So I know it should hurt when we lose. You know, we want to try to do better and put our best foot forward, you know, but the only way to do that is to come back in and, you know, work hard at it and try to put together another good week this week and try to go out there and earn a victory on Sunday. That's it. So, you know, looking at guys and doing all that stuff at this point. I mean, there's a long season to play, a lot of football left, and a lot of improvements to be made, and a lot of growth, hopefully. So that's what we're going to focus on.
Josh, in that same vein, you've said since you got here that the team needs to learn how to win, so to speak.
Yeah.
How hard is that to teach that lesson? If you feel like you're doing the right things all week long, and it's not translating into the win column.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, look, there's no secret about it. You got to do a lot of things right to win. Winning's hard in this league. I think they know that. We know that. Every week's a big challenge, you know, coaches, players, schemes, and you're going to have to earn it. You know what I mean? We've been in three close games, you know, so it's not like we're not, you know, competitive or have an opportunity to do it at the end. We're going to have to make a few more plays, you know, as we go through the ball game. So, again, I'm looking for us to try to improve and play a full 60-minute game, you know, where we actually start well, play well in all three phases, and, you know, see what that looks like, you know, because I'm not sure that we've done that yet.
You guys got the ball on the interception, you had a chance to score at every point. So in the 3rd and 18, any thought of being more aggressive on that play? They had the screen pulled
and kind of blown up. Yeah, I mean, yes and no. No doubt, I mean, you think about that 3rd and 18. The likelihood of you picking up 3rd and 18 is very low. Trying to get into field goal range is another conversation. You know what I mean? So that's what we were trying to do. That's what we're trying to do.
Josh, the small details have been the difference between all three games. Obviously, something hard on since you've gotten here.
Yep.
What's that next step to take that to translate from practice?
Yeah, just, you know, we're going to need to continue to do it well enough in practice. You know, create a habit such that, you know, when you do it in the game, it's performed exactly the way that you want it, and you can execute it well. So, you know, look, there's things we got to do better as coaches. Let's start with myself, you know what I mean? And I can coach things better. We can do some things better, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to work together to try to get it right.
Last one, Vic.
Because it seems to you like Derek and Darren are not quite on the same page, or kind of not quite connecting with some part of the
season. I don't know if it's not. No, I wouldn't say that. I think that they've had some opportunities together, but, you know, I mean, this is football, you know. So, you know, when you give your opportunities, then, you know, you got to make some hay with them. There's definitely an element of learning, you know, you get a little bit of extra attention, you know, in terms of coverage and those kind of things. So you got to stay into it. And then when you get your two or three chances here or there, you know, bang, you got to make them count. So it can be frustrating, obviously, when you have your chances and you don't necessarily come through together, but they'll work hard this week to try to, you know, fix some things and, you know, and improve.
Not for what it takes to win, you know. You know, the penalties down in the red zone, the other stuff, whatever. We have to be better, and if we're not, we're gonna have a sucky feeling after every game, you know. So you try your best to do it the right way in practice, and if you don't do it right in practice, you can't expect it to go right in the game. And we got to look at that, and each man as an individual say, okay, then I got to be better at this, this, and this.
Do you feel it needs to be better at practice?
I thought we had a good week. I thought, but there's certain areas that if something just keeps showing up, certain guys you gotta address it, you know. And so, you know, so it doesn't become a problem in a game, right? But that's for everybody, you know. But you know, to answer the first part, you know, I think that we just the mental toughness comes from doing it in practice. Then you have the confidence to go out there, and then you feel tough about it. You know what I mean?
Is it more frustrating that you haven't been able to get over the hump, or because there's some redundancy in why? There's like similar reasons have been preventing you guys shooting yourselves in the foot a little bit with the penalties and the lack of execution.
Yeah, I think just the overall feeling of losing is what breaks my heart, you know. And you know, I've seen what it takes to win at this level, and I see what our coaches are saying every week, and. You know, that's why I believe in what we're doing, you know, but we don't have the results yet. And so that's always hard. So you just got to keep reminding the young guys, they don't know any better either, you know, that trust me, like if you just do it the way they're saying, you do it the right way, when you show up on Sunday, it'll get done.
There were a few miscues in the passing game, whether it was maybe a drop or a ball not being where a guy could get it or a ball being batted at the line of scrimmage. Was there something in particular that was off today in terms of the passing game chemistry, or was there something that just happened?
I think we'll just have to look at it on film, you know, a batted ball or whatnot. I don't, you know, at the last screen, I don't, I'd have to see it. I'm not watching them, you know, and then we had a few, you know, when, you know, me and a certain guy that we connect, we've connected on a lot of passes in this league, and today they didn't go our way, you know, and so we'll take a look at them on film and why and all that. And you try and be better from it, but I felt like we were still able to hit some big plays in the passing game, and I didn't feel like it was like shut down or anything like that.
What do you see on the 2-point conversion? Obviously, this could be a lot different conversation. You guys have that one that is make a good play on that, or what do you see there?
Yep. So the backside safety they had Byard on Darren. Darren, you know, had a move to get inside, and the backside safety was coming, so I had to throw it back shoulder, or else that guy would have picked it, and we would have had a same conversation. So I just trying to give Darren a chance high in the back of the end zone, and we didn't hit it.
The confidence is obviously high in the training camp. Are you surprised your offense is having this trouble in the first three games? Or?
Yeah, I am. The fact that we haven't won, you know, we've shown flashes of like boom, 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 boom. You know, it feels good, you know. And but it comes back to what, you know, Josh keeps telling us, like on the film, you know, certain things keep showing up, and you know, if we don't correct those again, it's going to feel this way, you know. But I don't have any doubt. I don't have any like worries. I've definitely been on teams where I'm like worried, like how are we going to do it, you know? And I don't have that feeling, not even close. Have that kind of feeling, you know, especially when we're out there. But we do have to correct some things, or it's going to be hard.
What things are showing up on film? What kind of things are showing up on film? I want
Josh to, you know. You know, for me personally, I just got to execute at the highest level every play, you know. And, you know, when it comes to anything else, yeah, that's for Josh. But, you know, for me personally, like, you know, trying to be pinpoint every time, to make the right call, you know, make sure I'm sliding the right way, moving in the pocket, you know, all those kind of things. Those are things that, you know, if I do it in practice, boom, it shows up in the game, you know. And so I'm just trying to do that.
Derek, I know you don't want to point fingers or anything like that, but you mentioned a couple of just lack of connection with a certain and there were some passes to Darren Waller that, you know, a tip ball when you drop. Anything that you can put your finger on, what was going on?
Yeah, I mean those play. I mean, it's like this, you know. I mean, just the play before he get, you know, we called a certain play. We knew we'd get a certain coverage, and he was tough as nails and went in there and caught it and got hammered. And I looked at him. I was like, "You good?" Because we, you know, it's going to be a bang bang kind of thing. And then we have a similar play down in the thing, and he's a guy that always makes that play, and I'm a, you know, try and put it, you know, directly on him so he doesn't have to worry about anything, and both of us are going to be hard on ourselves, you know, to make sure that doesn't happen, because at the end of the day, it's us, you know, we lost, we turned the ball over, you know, and so it's never, you know, I'm not going to put it on anybody except me, you know, but people get mad when I do that too. Yeah, I mean, those guys are working hard to do it. You know, it's hard. I've always said, you know, you know, especially like having coaches and stuff, the more that you're around them, the more you understand, the more chemistry you have. And so I know Josh and our offensive staff are working really hard, you know, to find that group. And again, like, you know, we had different guys in there today, and I thought they played well. I thought they did some really good things. And so, you know, there's definitely things that they're going to want to work on. But, yeah, I think time on task will help them. And Josh said that, too, like, about the whole thing. The more we keep doing it the right way, we'll get better as we go.
Derek, I know you're always an optimistic guy, but what goes into collectively as a team translating that to the result that you all want?
Man, you know, it takes everybody. You know, I can be optimistic. Max can be optimistic. Tay, Darren, everyone can be optimistic. But, you know, if not everybody's doing the work or doing the right things at practice, it doesn't matter how much we hope for it. You know, you got to earn it. And, you know, but we're going to stay positive, you know, already. You know, that's kind of people that we have in the room. And, you know, we've been through our fair share of tough things, especially the players that were here, coaches that were here last year and years before. We've been through a lot of stuff that, you know, we didn't start the season the way we wanted to at all. But there's no doubt in our mind that if we keep doing the right things, that we can figure it out.
So it seems like you're not thrilled with the overall effort at practice. So something at practice is kind of setting you off a little bit, where you're not thinking there's an overall approach.
I think the execution wasn't at its best on some days. But that's not, you know, it's not the reason. You know, it's not like that. I'm not. I wouldn't say, you know, me personally, I wouldn't say I'm not pleased with it. You know, but. My point is, like, you have to do the meetings, the practice, the walkthroughs all matter. And so, you know, if you're on it on all those things, you usually go out and you're on your assignments. And so for me, I just believe in that. That's what Josh preaches, that it matters. And so that's more of what I'm trying to say is that, you know, when we go to the meetings and when we take, like I've said it before, like, take what they're saying and go do it on the field, you know, then it'll start happening more and more in the games.
Last one, Chris.
I was going to say, like last year, it's hard to, I mean, you forget I think the team lost 5-6 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah, we did.
And you forget about that. You think of the playoff run. What do you do now to kind of avoid this snowball effect that you can, everything's okay as a leader, as a positive guy, you just move forward. This isn't the end of the world kind of thing.
Not the end of the world, but at the same time, there's an urgency to, it's not like we're in OTAs and like, oh, well, we'll get it right eventually. We got to get it right now. You know, so whenever coach gives us our corrections tomorrow, you go in with thick skin and take it and then do better. You know, it's the formula is not hard itself. I think more personally, it gets hard, you know, to make the decision to do the hard things right. And so it starts with me. It starts with our leaders. And we're going to make sure that we, you know, jump on that as soon as coach gives them to us and grind away, because the only thing that pulls you out of it is hard work. You know, we're not going to get lucky at some point or anything. Like, you just keep working hard, and things tend to go your way when you do that.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app TrueConnect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of TrueConnect exclusively for Raider Nation.